We're talking with Kevin Swanson, wildlife biologist and management specialist for black bears in the state of Michigan. And Kevin, again, thank you for being with us today. Let's continue with our bear talk and kind of do a comparison for this last season now that you have the final numbers. What did they look like?
Well, they look good. The harvest, the statewide harvest is down just slightly by about 5% from 2015, but we killed about 1,600 bears. 1,563 is the final number, or the preliminary number, I should say, down about 5% from last year, and still down about 15% from the 10-year average. But as I said, we're looking at the success rates, which continue to improve in many of our bear management units. The data supports an increased harvest now for the coming regulation cycle.
So you mentioned earlier that you're probably going to be recommending moving the quotas up in the Upper Peninsula and up significantly in the Northern Lower. Well, we all know up here in the UP, nobody cares what happens below the bridge. So
okay.
Let's talk about the UP for a second. And specifically, are you going to be looking at different BMUs that are going to have bigger increases than others?
Yeah, and that depends on the data, of course. Like in the Gwynn BMU, we look at hunter effort, hunter success. And in the Gwynn BMU, things are not ideal, so we're probably going to keep the harvest as it is for the next 2 years. But the actual harvest or the actual quota amount is going to depend on the hunter success rate. So I use a 3-year average to develop the quota recommendations, 3-year average of hunter success rates. So that's Gwynn, and then other units like Amistad, we've got wonderful hunter success rates in Amistad. That's really the premier unit in the UP as far as success rates and hunter effort. Everybody wants a tag in Amistad. Things appear to be very good there, so likely we are going to up the harvest. Although mildly, we're going to up it for the next couple of years if we can.
Well, if you could tell us, what is the next step? You mentioned the bear forum coming up here. What are the steps between now and the bear forum, and when does that take place?
Well, we just met with the tribes. The Bear Forum meeting is coming up next weekend, so we're mostly through the process, but then I've got to present that information to the NRC after the Bear Forum meeting, if there's agreement there, and there may or may not be. So we've got a ways to go yet, but the process is very good. We're including as many people as we can, and we hope that some members of the public will join our Bear Forum meeting on Saturday, December 17th.
And that's in St. Ignace?
That's in St. Ignace at Little Bear East Arena on Marquette Street from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and I can stay late to speak with whoever wants to talk with us about bear management.
Now, as a forum, is there any type of vote that takes place, or is it just basically everyone stating their opinion and then you make a decision?
Yeah, we gather opinions. We gather input from all the stakeholders, so when I bring up these recommendations to them, I'll basically go around the table, and each forum member that represents an organization will see if they are in favor of that recommendation or if they oppose it and why. And then when I bring our recommendation to the Natural Resources Commission, we try to outline what the views are of these different groups, and then the NRC will make the final decision based on our input and the input of our stakeholders.
Kevin Swanson, wildlife management specialist for black bears in the state of Michigan for the DNR. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Adam.
And I'd like to touch base with you in a couple of weeks here.
Sure. Give me a call.
All right. This is the Outdoor Show.